brought Councilmember Mike Sutherland today.
There you go, from District 4. How are you today?
Good. Take care of your son. How are you, Scott?
Yeah, she's got to run. So you were a vet, right?
A veterinarian?
No. We're talking about the steerman being
I'm not World War II.
No, you're Vietnam. Yeah, I know, yeah. So what'd you do there?
Flew helicopters.
How was that?
That was scary.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I got about 900 combat hours, and, you know, you wake up in the morning, they start shooting at you. You go to bed, and they start stop shooting at you, and then they start the rocket. So it's kind of stressful.
Yeah, I went in the Air Force. Copters we were never going to do. Way too slow and low.
I was drafted, and every time they said, do you want to go to school, I raised my hand because I thought if you stay 6 or 7 months, that war would be over, but it didn't happen for
no,
me.
No, I understand. Anyway, we appreciate your service.
Yeah, thank you.
And let's say, what's been going on?
Well, not too much. Yeah. Before we start, I have a little message I want to make. I have a grandson, Jet Sutherland. He's been on the honor roll several times, and he's made it this time again. I want to congratulate him. And my granddaughter has made it all the time, except for this time. She missed it by 1 point, so they're doing great.
What grade are they in?
They're in he's in the fourth grade, and she's in the second grade.
All right, well, good for them. Yeah. Nothing wrong with being a grandpa. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you want to talk
about? Well, let's talk about a couple of things in the last city council meeting.
Okay.
First of all, the idea of recording city council members, elected officials, when they are operating in an official capacity, be it at, I guess, wherever you might be.
Right.
What's your feeling on that, and why do you feel that way?
I don't think that's you mean the meetings we have, the town hall meetings?
Well, wherever it happens to be. I mean, I guess that's what the genesis of this is, but it could be any place.
Well, I have a meeting every Friday that I go to and report to people on what's going on. I don't think it's necessary because we are in charge of the city, so to speak, with 4 votes, but we report. As a routine matter, we report those meetings back to the council. At the end of the council meetings, you talk about what you've done and where you've been, and you report what happened. But furthermore, when we have those meetings and you have an issue, I email it to the city staff, who handles that issue, and then they get back with me. And in the long run, if it doesn't work out, if the rule needs to be changed, then we put it on the agenda. So I don't think that needs to be reported, and I think that's going to intimidate people from speaking up. That's like Big Brother watching, you know. And plus, you're putting a staffer in a position that they got to report on their bosses, you know, so you make somebody mad or you miss something, and plus the time it takes. I mean, they talk about me wasting time all the time. There could be sometimes where there's only three of us that have those town hall meetings, and we could all three have them at the same time. So you'd have to have three staffers out there.
Well, I think I had this discussion with the mayor yesterday. I think there are enough people who are intimidated by government anyway that they might not want to speak out.
Yeah.
What would you say is an alternative then to that? Okay, you don't want to do that. Others on the other side who says there need to be transparency and other members of council need to understand. And just for a minute, those last things that y'all say at the council, more often than not you're saying I went to a coronation festival or something on Green Street. Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about real issues.
No, well, I know. I report those. And then when the other guys have town hall meetings, they report them too, that things that people have brought up that they're working on.
All right.
And that could be amplified in terms of I got them to put – see, we go to all kinds of committees and like BCD and RVP, all those acronyms, and I got them to put that report in the workshop so we could get that done for sure because that's where the most important work is done, and we never hear about that. But what the citizens have to say is important. But the problem with bringing a staffer there is sometimes the people, you know, they're angry at the government, so they attack the staffer, and that's a difficult situation. I don't allow that, but we don't really get much done that way. So they can tell me, and I'm a third party, so to speak, and I can relay it on to whoever.
Now,
it works good for me. So.
The other thing that was important, rather than vote no, do you have an alternative that you're going to present if this comes up again?
Yeah, I think we need to report it during the workshop and let the council member bring it forward. And what needs to be said, because this is like they're checking on us. That's what's going on, and reporting. You know, if they don't like what we say, they don't want to report on it and argue about it, like what's going on now. So,
okay, Mike Sutherland, our city councilman from District 4 here. The other thing was the presentation from a CPA in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, having to do with funding of traditions and how those dollars have gone. And you were a little confrontational.
Well, the reason for that was I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay,
and the reason for that was. This gentleman from Weaver Corporation, in the scope of his project, says the purpose is to assess the cost associated with traditions development.
Right.
What's I thought we were going to do. However, his conclusions were Sutherland's analysis is overreaching and mischaracterizations. And I think you ask him, what kind of background he used to verify the numbers. And he said he hadn't checked any background. So that's what I thought we were going to do. He was going to check the numbers to see who, not if I'm right or the city manager's right, but what it actually is.
Okay.
But we didn't get that. We just got an addition problem.
All right. But Monday you had a meeting. The
yes,
city
sir.
Manager was
right.
there, the,
yes,
the people from the financial
yeah.
office. All right. And
yeah.
tell me how you saw that meeting
okay.
unfolding.
We had, and on the agenda, since I hadn't gotten the information, and I don't know really what was going on, but I hadn't gotten the information, open records request said that was going to be $1,000. And so I put that on the agenda to for the council to tell the city manager to give us information, which we have a right to. Any council member can get anything, even
sure.
medical records.
So, I understand.
But that wasn't happening for me. So anyway, they voted that down, which wasn't correct. So Monday morning, and I agreed to we never talked about exactly what we were both doing. And so Monday morning, I met with the city manager, the CEO, CFO, and his assistant, his
mm-hmm.
CPA. And they went through the system for me, and that system's terrible. We need a new system. They can't keep track of the money that they're keeping track of efficiently with that system they have.
Okay, well, now that's the ERP, I think, and that's...
Right.
Okay, but that's already... That's ancient history. That's what was in place at that time. You can't go back now.
No, wait a minute. Time out. No, that's not ancient history because they need that replaced. They need help.
Okay.
That's what I get out of this. You know, I'm not just looking for what I'm looking for with traditions.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that would be considered. So I would help them get that thing replaced.
And how are we going to pay for that, and how much is that going to cost?
Well, it's going to be about $3 million. The city manager got it in his savings, so... No problem.
Oh, what, he opens a safe in the wall and he's got
savings.
That?
He's got it in the savings.
So are you going to you're gonna move that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to do that because it's serious. They keep track of billions of dollars. And the Traditions Project is a 25-year project. The bonds were issued for 25 years. So they need to know what happened. Now, going back to that and going back to that guy's presentation, the reason I was confrontational is because he called me names and it was put in writing. So I thought I should have a chance to defend myself before it was presented like every other audit's done. But he got, I was told, $10,000 for it, and I think that he wanted to make sure he earned his $10,000. But in any case, that since then, at the meeting that we had, we went over the system, and I asked him if they wanted me to operate the system, and they said no, but we want to clarify exactly what you want. So I had 6,000 lines of the Traditions Project items already, but I couldn't figure out what it was because I didn't know what the codes were. So they told me the codes for income and expenses, so...
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that. I got it.
Okay.
And so they have, I brought it, but there's about $40 million inflows. There's about $39 million spent. So that's a different number than the $35 million. Okay. But I am not classifying it as the auditor did with, you know, you don't have to count, in some cases, you don't have to count interest on money as expense, but it is an expense. You pay for it. I pay for it.
Right. Okay. I don't want to go in. Don't want to get in the weeds. That's okay.
Go where you want to go.
All right. You going to meet again?
Yes, we're going to meet again because what I told them I would do, they're going to give me the BCD account like I got for the TERS account because that's got expenses related to the TERS in it, and then I'm going to tell them which numbers I'm looking for that aren't verified in the finance records that I have because I'm going to verify every number in the finance records. The property that they bought $7 million, for instance, in 99 hasn't shown up anywhere, so I want to see that line. It's not in the TERS, and it probably is going to be in BCD,
okay.
But I haven't seen it.
So people understand, BCD, the city cannot buy and sell land, so the BCD, which is the Board of Directors, is the city council. They are the ones who actually go through the mechanics of this.
Right.
Here's what bothers me.
All
okay,
right.
Here's the audio from city council, the same night that we're talking about, and before you had the meeting with the folks on Monday.
Is the Eastside Park Hudson's TERS not the same developer? Same situation. I mean, why the concern for one and not the others?
Because you're trying to hide something. If you weren't trying to hide something, you'd give me the information.
You still stand by that?
Well, you have to take that in context.
Okay.
Before that thing you played, I asked for point of order 3 times.
Okay.
Because he was out of order, because he was questioning my motivation for the issue. That's against the ethics policy.
Okay, you're hiding something that's not out of context. How does the city prove that they're not hiding something?
Because give me the records. Let me take a look at them. So what do you conclude by people not being open and above board about
okay.
that? That's what you conclude.
Do you still stand by that statement since you've had the meeting on Monday?
I can't prove that, but if after we go through all the details and it comes out, it comes out. But that's not what I'm trying to do. I was just trying to stop him and get my point
okay.
made.
Do you feel better after having had the meeting Monday?
Oh, yes, yeah, because we communicated. For
right.
the first time we communicated. See, up until this point, it's been confrontational. So if I go in the city hall and say, hey, the sky's blue, they say, no, it ain't. I say, okay, what color is it? They say, we don't know. That's the problem.
Okay.
You know, it's just because I bring it forward, it's an automatic shutdown.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's move on to the situation having to do with a city council member. Obviously, there's been a there was a police report filed. Without going into all the details, I think people who are basically interested know. Here's my question.
We don't. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the details because I don't know. I don't have any.
I don't want to talk about the details.
Okay. Good for you. All right. Thanks.
Here's my question.
All right.
I believe he had a meeting with the media a couple of nights ago, and you were there.
Yes, sir.
Why were you there?
To talk about the issue relationship to the charter. Okay. When you have a law, you have to say what the law is. You have to say what the consequences are and how it's processed. Okay, in our charter, it says you have to live in your district. You have to be a resident, not live, be a resident of your district, because resident has a definite definition in the state law. And our charter says we abide by election state law, okay? So the issue was he's a resident of that area, and he can move out. The charter says he can move out and come back, just like we all, you know, we can come back. Okay, but the problem is there's no procedure to process that. So you go live in Colorado, and I go live in Colorado. There's nothing you can do. There's no process.
So let's. And while we talk about process, I don't know if council will take this up outside of executive session. Obviously, you'll hear something about it in executive session. And if you decide to move forward, then what do you understand the process would be as far as gathering information and presenting it to council?
Good question, because you just don't willy-nilly say somebody's done something wrong without some kind of charge. So KBTX, they said, well, we published it. Well, that's a TV show.
That's not an accusation.
So
nothing.
You have to have a sworn statement, you have to have evidence, and you have to have an investigation.
Who presents the sworn statement?
Whoever thinks they've been have a problem.
Okay. Now, does it mean a member of council or anybody in the city of Bryan?
Anybody can do it. Anybody can file a complaint. That's just that. But you can't remove the city.
Let me stop you for a second. All right. Anybody. Well, if anybody doesn't like something that goes on in the city, they can present something to city council.
That's a good point. That's why the council members cannot remove a council person. The people put the council people on that council, and the council cannot remove them. Okay, what happens is it's like a grand jury. You get a sworn statement, you get the evidence, and the council as a body reviews it. And if they want an investigation, the council body appoints an investigator. So if there's merit to that, then they proceed. But you got to go through a process before you accuse somebody of doing something.
So as I understand it, if you decide after hearing stuff in executive session that you want to move forward, you would decide on, can you people even agree on that, who the investigator would be?
I think so.
All right.
But here's the problem, though. Okay, so the investigator finds something, so what? What can you do?
Well, my understanding is if there is violation that is found, of course, who passes judgment on that violation, then if you are living outside your district, then that is immediate resignation.
No, it doesn't say that. No, I mean, that's not the way it is. You got to prove it first.
Okay.
Now, if you move, like in, let's see, Condola's case was the last one that happened, too.
Right.
He bought another house outside his district, and he said, I'm moving to that house, and I'm not going to be in the district. So he gave up his seat. But in this case, it's about, I'm out of my house because I'm remodeling. So can you disprove that?
Okay. Go ahead.
KBTX thought they were helping themselves.
Well, I don't care about them.
Anyway,
they do what they want to do.
Okay, but the permits, they brought up permits. Okay.
No, we're getting into detail. I don't want to mess with that.
All right, okay.
All right, so here's the other thing is yesterday the mayor said, well, you know, if everybody was elected at large, we wouldn't have this question.
Yeah.
So
no.
I basically asked him, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember if I asked him on the air or off the air, but there was discussion about, well, that charter change could be made.
Yes.
Well, once you open that door up, there are a lot of things. What would Mike Sutherland like to see changed in the charter in the city of Bryan?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I'd like to go through.
Well, are there a couple of things that are really hot on your mind? Yeah. I know I've thrown you a pretty wide curveball there, but, you know, what do you...
Well, there's one thing we need to bring forward is that the way we process changes to zoning, the people aren't protected. And I've offered some changes to rules, but they hadn't been accepted. So I think people need to be notified more when there's a change to their zoning in their area that they're in, where they've lived for all their lives, those kind of things. There's some tweaking that needs to be done.
Can we start by a charter review committee?
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
You in favor of starting that up?
Yeah, but I think the problem with that is you take in too many things, but there ought to be a charter review committee. Let them see what needs to be done, and we take them piecemeal.
Would you vote for all? Go ahead.
And another thing is we need to protect the golf course. That needs to be in the charter, that they can't change it unless it's a vote of the people from a golf course.
But again, well, then you get a committee together,
right?
So you going to introduce that?
I can. I don't. There's so many things going on. You know how I've introduced about 300 things in the last. Yeah, I can. Yes, I can.
I think there are people who sometimes think you're not fair and reasonable, Councilman Sutherland.
I am not. You're exactly right. The problem is when I'm attacked, you know,
okay.
I'm going to attack back.
Okay. Now, then if there's a process, as there might be with the councilman's question,
yeah.
then there's a process as far as the charter. So
absolutely.
Why not put that in motion?
I've written 5 charter amendments, 4 of which are in the charter. And the ones that I've got in the charter, I've written. I've walked the streets. We got 2,000 signatures just about all every time. And they go there. When you do that, they have to put it on the ballot. And those have passed at least 65% of the people voted for all of them. And it's probably some of them 70 or 80%.
All right. As one member of council, would you be in favor of all members being elected at large?
No, they brought that rule forward. And that was an attempt to try to disenfranchise some people. But the rule that they brought forward said that you had to live in your district, even though you were elected at large.
Mm-hmm.
So that rule about living in your district still applies.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
I knew there would be.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Speaking of being economically challenged, mm-hmm. The Riverside campus, the Relis deal, that's going to be wonderful, man. $150 million worth of buildings out there. You know, the real deal is there's going to be an education facility that they said $38 million, and there's going to be 10,000 students in there. So that's a 10,000 increase there, plus what Blinn's doing on Leonard Road. That's going to be wonderful. Plus, the other thing I see is there's 7 different other buildings that are going to be different research facilities. So that's 7 different groups of people coming in there, needing a place to stay, going to spend money. So we got to get ahead of that and make sure.
And the mayor said yesterday, and I think he's probably right, now you need to change your whole developmental plan, because there's a kind of a pod in Northwest Bryan that could end up having a whole lot of development.
I've already
now.
Talked to the deputy city manager in charge of that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we got to get a handle on that fast.
I'll give you one more thing.
Okay. We covered just about everything.
Okay.
Except for I'm appointed to the water board, the conservation district. I'm the liaison.
Are you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that.
It looks like it's working pretty good, because we can sell the Fluent.
Yeah.
Plus, the real deal is we have to search for an alternate source of water,
okay.
like San Antonio's doing. They're taking our water.
Right.
So I've got some leads on that, and I'm working on that, and I think some of that's going to come to pass.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes,
you bet.
Sir.
That's Mike Sutherland from the City of Bryan Council.